Dear children and parents, I welcome you to the New Jerusalem School for another time, under the sign of the Christ of God, the love for God and neighbor, which is a spiritual school for attaining high ethics and morals. It is a school for children and for adults, and our teacher is Liobani. Liobani is an angel in heaven who guides and teaches the spirit children in the eternal worlds. But because Liobani is a heavenly being and therefore does not speak the language of human beings, Gabriele, a sister of all of us, and the prophetess of God in our time, translates the heavenly language of Liobani into human words so that we can understand what Liobani wants to say to us human beings on earth, big and small. Dear little friends, and also dear parents, for the beginning we could all think of the following motto: what we do not want people to do to us, we do not do to others. It is an aid that applies to our behavior towards all people, animals, and nature. The one who practices it in his daily life becomes a happy and peaceful person. And that's why it is good to start right now. Don't you think so? Most of you are probably already in school. So I'm going to read you some of the many hints Liobani gave for your age. Okay? Liobani speaks of another world, which is not this world where we live now. If you want, you can listen to what she says, how she talks about the world where another spirit rules, a world of freedom and joy. The heavenly beings live in this world, and with her words, Liobani wants to prepare us so that we learn to become like this already on earth, free and just. Therefore, dear friends, she says to each and every one of us, you too will again be a free heavenly being, because God gave you the strength to refine your human senses, your sense of sight, of hearing, smell, taste, and touch, in such a way that your soul can again behold its homeland and hear God and the beings of love again, so that it can smell the heavenly fragrances, again taste the fine ethereal substances in naturally produced foods, and also consciously touch the forms of life, that is, in the knowledge that everything is life. Via your sensations, thoughts, words, and actions, the world of your senses shows the light and shadowed sides in your life. This means that what is good is light and what is not good is shadow. And she goes on to explain. Light and shadow are in your soul as well as in your earthly body. They now form your consciousness. Your brain cells absorb what you felt and thought yesterday, what you are feeling and thinking today. They reflect these feelings and thoughts in the soul. From there, light and shadow have an effect on your sensory organs and, in turn, on your feelings, thoughts, words, and actions. You must recognize that the one has an effect on the other. Your feelings and thoughts have an effect on your senses, and your senses, in turn, stimulate your sensations and thoughts. Light and shadow, your senses, your feeling, thinking, speaking, and acting, direct your eyes. They have an effect on your senses of hearing, smell, taste, and touch. What you desire, for example, in the way of food, fragrances, and odors, controls the smelling membranes in your nose. They also have an effect on your palate, for your organs of smell and taste are very close to each other. In other words, dear children, everything we feel, think, say, and do shapes us and shows how we are and how we behave toward others. Liu Banyi explains that in us there is light, which is the good in us, and shadow, which is neither good nor positive. And both aspects, light and shadow, are in both the body and the soul. Liu Banyi also explains, everything that you have felt, thought, said, and done until now has an effect in your soul and in your brain as light or shadow. Conversely, everything that is stored in the soul or in the brain, even what is unconscious, what you apparently have already forgotten, stimulates in turn your senses, your feelings, and thoughts. As long as your feelings and thoughts are not selfless, which means loving, helpful, and sympathetic, you are directed by the shadows of your soul. If the shadows of your soul, that is, the burdens of your soul, are very great, then you will be driven, so to speak. Then, in many cases, you are no longer the master of your senses. The shadows of your soul express themselves, for example, in fear, hatred, envy, and anger. These are all very common things that we learn and practice in our society, and with which we are practically programmed to act in this way. But it is up to us whether we want to continue to think and act negatively, for we are free beings who can decide for ourselves. Then we could say freely and resolutely, I will not allow myself to be programmed or manipulated by this, because I am a free being who is oriented to the laws of God. To this end, Liu Banyi encourages us with the following words. On the other hand, the light in your soul and in your brain cells wants to guide you and makes an effort so that you become free from this dependency on your senses and on your negative feelings, thoughts, words, and actions, that is, from your shadows, to then live in the light. If your feelings and thoughts are loving, then your true being will gradually look through your physical eyes, the spirit being that you were in heaven and that now lives on the earth as a soul in an earthly body, in order to again become like an angel, that is, free and pure. If your soul is light-filled and bright, then your senses will no longer be driven by the many human desires, by envy, hatred, and quarrelsome thoughts, but rather your senses will react to a finer quality of radiation. And Liu Banyi adds to this, for example, your curiosity will lessen. You will meet with children who have the same or similar quality of radiation as you do, who, like you, also peacefully live, play, and do their homework with their playmates, their classmates, and their brothers and sisters, children who are loving toward their brothers and sisters. You see, dear friends, what Liu Banyi teaches us is very important for our life, because it is a knowledge that comes from where there is only light and freedom, from the kingdom of heaven. This is why I want to encourage you to think about what we have heard today. Isn't it amazingly wonderful that we can hear today what an angel from heaven teaches us? And I think that we really can give thanks to Gabriele, Liu Banyi's translator. I personally am very happy about this. With this, I say goodbye to you for today and wish you and all of us a lot of strength and joy for the coming days. If you wish, tune in again for Liu Banyi's New Jerusalem School for another time, under the sign of the Christ of God, the love for God and neighbor. Until then, take care and goodbye.